This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Hello, you're very welcome to 1010, 10 years of Claycastle Recording Studio in 10 songs. Today we're looking at the Lost Geckos song Unphotographable, as produced by Bobby Lee and John Burke.
Doubtless we'll reap what we sow, so please don't drown in places that are hidden away. The first time he got in touch, he had sent me some links to music he had already recorded in Scotland on SoundCloud or something like that, and I had a listen and I immediately got excited by his voice, you know, and the songs. And I thought, yeah, great, I'll have a bit of that.
Even more memorable for John Burke was when Malcolm Urquhart of The Lost Gecko turned up at the studio.
It was a Sunday morning, it was really, really wet, and I don't know why we'd booked a Sunday morning, or even was it a proper booking, or did he just arrive or something like that. But I remember getting a phone call from him while I was still at home, and he was standing on the side of the street here in the lashing rain, and myself and Hazel went and picked him up in the car, brought him to the studio, and we were one or two songs in that morning, and one of the songs literally brought me to tears. You know, I was just really moved by one of the songs. The song was Seesaw, actually, and he was just doing it on his own with the guitar, and he was in the booth. I'd only just met this guy, and it was just very moving. He was soaked head to toe singing the song. The moment was very nice, you know, and I just got very excited about what he was doing. So that was actually the take that was used on the EP eventually, maybe whatever it was, a year or two later.
Rescue dreams from this hand I hold, no gold, but from these shuddering lips remain untold. My little thoughts of safety, another morning will not break me. So is this the day that he will take me? Mum hopes so. Dad doesn't know, he just wants my pain to go.
Seesaw was ultimately released on the Unphotographable EP. Malcolm Urquhart explained to me what the song Unphotographable is about.
Unphotographable. I came up with the music, the guitar part first, and then I wanted to portray things that you couldn't capture, that everyone's capturing with their phones today, you know. So feelings, emotions, like in nature as well, smells and stuff like that, and put that into words somehow that people might be able to identify with. Walking footsteps on the sand. That was y'all, basically, because we were walking on the beach that day, actually, before we did the lyrics. So mindless struggles bring us all down to our knees. So that's a struggling with everyday life. But the struggles that we have, they're not as big as we think they are.
Bobby Lee shared the producer role with John Burke.
Yeah, I remember hearing that track first. John had sent it to me, and Malcolm was looking for someone to help him produce and do some instrumentation and stuff just to surround the track. He's great for that. He's great to open his tracks up and to different individuals as he goes. You know, all his EPs and his tracks are different. So I ended up producing that track for him at Claycastle. Yeah, myself and John. Mal was there for some of it, came and sang the track and put the guitars down and the bones of the track. And he just left it up to myself then, what I felt would have been is fitting, which is what came.
We did the songs and then we started adding stuff, and then I'd say about a year later we took everything off and started again, and that's when the tribal stuff started to come along, and Bobby was working mad away at it, and he was left and he came back with all the stuff, and then John and Bobby kept coming back and sending me stuff, and I'd be like, geez, I didn't even know how they were coming up with that stuff. So that was pretty great.
To my ears, the introduction of the drums a couple of minutes into the track is a real distinctive feature. I asked Malcolm who came up with that.
Oh, that was all Bobby, yeah. That was all Bobby. Like, we took us a long time to get to that point as well, because we couldn't figure out what to do with the rhythm and and where it should come in, because it's not the easiest rhythm of a song, really, because the guitar is actually doing a lot of the work, you know. That tends to be the low end of a lot of my songs, so the guitar works, the thumb's doing a lot of the work that maybe a drummer or bass would be doing, so...
Can you remember that?
I can remember doing that, trying to get my left hand to do what my right hand wasn't doing and all that kind of stuff. It was a bit, because drums wouldn't be at the forefront. We were in the flow of it at the time, and so as I say, I just go with it as it's happening. So I jumped on the kit and we trashed it out. And the tribal and the whole kind of movement of music is a real part of my makeup, so having that groove and that flow works for a lot of tracks. So I kind of bring that element. From working with Keela and working with different bands, that's what I kind of go after, so hence the tribal drumming.
Tell me about bringing texture to a song like that, because if I remember right, there's little bits of guitar deep in the mix and little bits of feel and sound and reverbs and effects. Uh-huh. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, I go after ambience and vibration, so the texture is something in the melody of it. They have to combine. It's like speaking a word and feeling it at the same time. You could speak a word and not feel it, so in a musical sense, when we play something, the texture of the sound is important. It's the transfer of vibration. That's the sound of it. There's so many ups and downs. There's so many kind of dynamics involved in producing. So even if it's not forward in a mix, it's available to the listener. It's there as something that's in the landscape. It might be audible in some cases. Some instruments aren't audible, but if they were taken out, you'd know it.
Mindless struggles bring us all down to our knees. But we're waiting for some recollection. Doesn't need a place to breathe. Let it go now. The dream sets you free. Involuntary masquerading as a saint, but the city stays still. And we fall down, our heads bowed, recalling our days. And nature frowns and reach out to protect the rays. There is no doubt, and doubtless we'll reap what we sow. So please don't found in places that are hidden away. Pressed against the shore, he watches his own tears and his footprints dissolve in his hand. The bright blue candle tells his story to the dust. We'll reap what we sow. So please don't drown in places that are hidden away. Thank you.
Unphotographable by the Lost Gecko was recorded at Claycastle Studios, y'all, by John Burke and Bobby Lee. The recording features Orla Daly and Leo Milan, as well as Malcolm Urquhart, who wrote the song. On the next and final episode of 1010, the Glee Club come to Claycastle to record Charade, a song from their 90s heyday.
1010, 10 years of Claycastle Studios in 10 songs, was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Produced and presented by Aina Dowling. Sound engineer, Thomas O'Keefe. Edited by Aina Dowling and Thomas O'Keefe. Theme music by Synergy, a community radio y'all production.